It's a Jolene Roxbury holiday spectacle. I mean, special.
Yeah, now, over that river and through them woods, to FM Talk we go. Jolene took us off the air, and that ain't fair. So now we bring it back to show. Yeah. That's right.
Excuse me. Nobody told me we were going to do it this way.
That's because we're not supposed to do it this way.
Now look, come on, man.
Earl, you're not supposed to be in this at all.
This is all Jim Weaver's fault.
Now wait just one doggone minute.
Well, it is your fault. You
me?
Were, yes, you.
I didn't have anything to do with it.
You were in control of all
this. Hey, that's not fair, man. But I couldn't do that. How come you can do that, huh?
Just calm down. All right, calm down.
I wish I had a dollar for every time I've heard you tell somebody to calm down. What should that tell you?
I think we've determined it's all Jim's fault.
Hello, feeling a little bit railroaded here.
Railroaded?
Hey, what?
Jim's being railroaded.
Oh, you're always the victim, aren't
me?
You?
Me?
Is that like a Texas thing?
Big ego on that one.
Let's just get through the holidays and we don't have to do another show for another 2 years.
Okay, later, dude.
The following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
Talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah!
It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way.
Merry Christmas!
Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Larry from Robert Moore and Company.
Well, hey, Larry, come in, come in. You know, it's been really heartwarming, the response we've received since we announced we were going to bring the show back for the holidays.
Well, you know, we're really tight with Santa.
I know you are. He was very convincing in getting us to put the show back on the air for the holidays.
Jolene, your show was the merriest time on radio. We really missed you.
Aw, we missed you too. So tell me how all this came about. You actually sought out Santa's help to bring the show back? Have you been working on this for a while? Did you call him? Did he call you? How did this go down?
He called a few months ago, and he said he really missed hearing your show on the weekends.
Aw.
That's when the elves do their best work, and your show always kept them in good spirits. After the show went away, he noticed production got a little slower, so he asked me if we could pull together and try to do something about it.
That's exactly what Sheriff Cochran and Sheriff Mack said. Are you telling me that Sheriff Mack and Sheriff Cochran and Santa are responsible for pulling together and bringing the show back?
Yeah, we're kind of like the super friends.
Sheriff Cochran, you are right.
Do you hear something on the roof?
Larry, look out!
Sheriff Huey Hoss Mack reporting for duty, Santa.
Sheriff Mack and I are here to make sure everything runs smoothly.
You are kind of like the Super Friends.
The Super Friends!
Oh, sorry. Here, I'll turn off the TV.
Looks like Sheriff Mack is already going through the costume trunk.
Do I get to choose the superhero that I want to be?
You sure can. Just make sure the costume fits. Earl kind of stretched a few of those out.
Not me. My girlfriend, Big Bertha.
I think I can handle this. I've always wanted to go to Christmas Town Studios.
Well, that's where we're going to be broadcasting from.
Where is Christmas Town Studio? Where is it?
It's a secret location.
Yeah, Larry said it's something like Santa's Panic Room or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I saw that movie. It was great.
Jolene, does this make me an honorary Roxbury player for the next 6 weeks?
Yes, sir, Sheriff Cochran.
Follow me to Robert Moore Christmas Town. Ho, ho, ho. This is Mobile County Sheriff Sam Cochran, and you're listening to a series of holiday episodes of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour on FM Talk 106.5.
You're only back on the air for the holidays, right?
That's right, Sheriff Mack.
That means y'all are all gone after New Year's, right?
Don't worry, Earl T. is not moving back to Baldwin County.
Wait a minute, how come I can't move back, huh?
Restraining order, hello?
Oh, yeah.
He's in compliance, don't worry.
I'm in compliance, but not in Baldwin County.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
Ho, ho, ho!
Sounds great.
To Christmas Town we go.
Earl T., you're going to have to throw this stuff out.
Bummer.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury. And as you can tell, you're listening to our series of holiday specials. We'll be here with you through the end of December. I've been getting some really, really nice emails. Thank you so much. Makes us feel really good that you guys are so happy that we're back on the air. And for those of you who are listening for the first time, this show was on the air here in Mobile for about 9 years. We were on in other markets as well, but we were on here in Alabama for the longest. And then a couple of years ago, I made the unpopular decision to take the show off the air. You guys know what it's like to have too much on your plate. Doesn't matter if it's a radio show or family obligations, or committing to too many activities for your kids at school, and just not being able to say no sometimes, you know?
Plus, I was going crazy.
But we had the opportunity to come back and do a limited edition for Christmas, and so here we are.
Hey, excuse me, Jolene. I do have to correct you on one thing.
Okay.
You've been saying that we've been off the air for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know it's actually closer to three?
Really?
Yes, wow. Yes, it has. I was looking over my holiday notes from years past, and it was December 2016 when you announced to all of us we wouldn't be doing the weekly show anymore.
Really?
I remember it very well. Mm. You came in just like the Grinch and ruined everybody's Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And our last show aired February 2017, so that makes it a couple of months short of 3 years.
Wow. Okay. I didn't know that.
I know what a stickler you are for all the detail and everything, so I was wondering if you wanted to go through and change our promos and whatnot?
Hell no. Do you want to?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to do all the extra work.
You brought it up, so you should do the work.
So we're going with 2 years.
That's what I
thought.
But
let the record reflect that my math is correct.
Yes.
Just saying.
Your math is correct. I put that disclaimer on everything. If there are numbers involved in something, it's not good.
And now, a holiday parody song from the Roxbury Players. Our lawyers remind me to tell you that we only wrote the silly words, not the good part. Which lawyer wrote this memo?
Look at that guy running around in circles. Is he okay? Do we need to get him some help?
No, dear. He's fine. It's just a man trying to Christmas shop. A diamond ring. Are you listening? There are just tons of things I want this Christmas. Hey, look, I'll give you a list. So this year you can't miss. There's nothing sadder than a Christmas shopping man. I know you're worn out, dear, and tired of trying. All those thoughtless gifts that you've been buying. It's the same every year. You down a six-pack of beer and go bumbling through the mall without a clue what you're looking for. You'll go to Bath & Body, 'cause it's easy. You'll spend some time in Victoria's Secret, too. Way too much time. You'll pick out some underwear that just looks sleazy. Now, look, would you wear a doily if I bought one for you? I don't think so. Aromatherapy, there's something you can handle. Why, they're all out of cucumber melon candles. You know, there are other fragrances, doll. Everything I have smells like cucumbers, and it's like a salad bar. It's stressing me out. I don't need any more aromatherapy. Psychotherapy? Now there, maybe I could use that. And I have 22 pairs of deer foam slippers with matching earmuffs. Darling, we are in the South. It's 75 degrees outside. You'll buy anything that's labeled Martha Stewart. A box of Godiva chocolates in the shape of a Christmas tree. Oh, get me the soundtrack from my favorite movie. How about it? Oh, no, that was a chick flick, and you wouldn't watch it with me. Now, this year, We'll do some switching. I'll do the shopping. So just quit your complaining about things. I'll buy my own stuff. And if I spend too much, tough. There's nothing sadder than a Christmas shopping man. Just turn it all over to me, dear. I know exactly what to get me.
I tear up every time I listen to this song now because that little boy you heard in the intro to the song is my little boy. My little boy is 23 years old now, so he doesn't sound like that anymore unless he's asking for money. Then he knows how to turn it back on. I'm Jolene Roxbury, and you're listening to some of our holiday specials. We've got more show to come, so don't you go anywhere.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Roxbury means she's been into the punch. This is a series of Roxbury holiday entertainment special thing shows. Keep listening, or Rudolph will fly over your head and let one fly.
We take you now to Robert Moore Christmas Town and Village.
Ho, 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 ho. Hey, Santa, I do believe Robert Moore has more ornaments, decorations, and stuff to make home spectacular than you do.
Ho, ho, speaking of spectacular, you need to take home some of Robert Moore's coffee. Ho, ho, ho.
Nothing like a hot cup of Joe to make your shopping more fun, yeah. Isn't that right, Mrs. Claus?
Oh, indeedy do. Anything you can imagine for the holidays is all there in one place.
Going to Robert Moore is a treat for the whole family. Yes, and reindeer.
You reindeer, get out of this house. Shoo, fly.
Vixen, watch out for the hanging lights. Ooh.
Oh, goody. This is a good excuse to go back to Robert Moore, as if I'd need one.
They're on Halls Mill Road in Mobile, which is a lot closer than the North Pole.
If you're smart, you'll go to Robert Moore Christmas Town and Village.
After all, wise men say, go get more at Robert Moore. Thank you. Thank you very much.
This is Marty, the RV expert, wandering the huge lot at Carpenter's Campers. Trailers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, all with no hassle pricing. It's hard to walk 10 feet without running into a huge bargain. Ow! Oh, wow, look at this. A 2019 Dutchman Aspen Trails 26-foot trailer. The MSRP is $26,383. Forget that. No hassle pricing brings that down by $7,445 to just $18,888. Wow! No hassle pricing saves you a bundle at Carpenter's Campers in Pensacola.
The holiday season is always a special time of the year, but it can also be a time when busy people become victims of crimes. Remember, when you are out shopping, you can never be too careful, too prepared, or too aware. To learn more about holiday safety tips, go to our website, www.mobileso.com. I am Sheriff Sam Cochran, and on behalf of the Mobile County Sheriff's Office, we wish you a safe and happy holiday season.
Roxbury!
Roxbury!
This is Sheriff Huey Hosmack. May we all come together and celebrate the birth of Christ this Christmas. We'll all have a lot of family celebrations and good times together. Remember, if you celebrate a little too much, stay home, don't drink and drive, and just enjoy your time with your family. May you have a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Roxbury means she's been into the punch. This is a series of Roxbury holiday entertainment special thing shows. Keep listening, or Rudolph will fly over your head and let one fly.
And now, from Robert Moore Christmas Town and Red Zone Weather Center, it's Santa's Workshop's only on-staff meteorologist, bringing you exclusive behind-the-scene reports on, well, Santa stuff. Oh, and weather. Meteorologist Spinks Meganson.
Hi, Jolene. Spinks Meganson back again with an exclusive behind-the-scenes update from the jolly old elf himself.
Well, Spinks, you know, you are a meteorologist. Red Zone Weather has like 21,000 likes on Facebook. You have a very popular weather app. A lot of people depend on your weather reports. You just haven't been giving any here.
Oh yeah, the weather. Well, it's getting pretty cold out there.
That's it?
Yeah, that's pretty much the weather report this week, Jolene.
Okay.
There's just not much going on out there weather-wise.
Okay.
Do you want me to just make something up?
Of course not. Although, it might work.
You want me to make up a forecast, Jolene?
I kinda do.
I can make something up if that's what you want.
Definitely for next week, yes.
Okay, then.
So where are you now? What's going on?
Well, at the moment, we're outside of the North Pole Realty Model Homes for Santa's chimney climbing recertification.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
Yeah, Jolene, Santa has to be recertified every year. As you can imagine, things can get pretty scary when you've got a big overbeast dude on the roof.
Did you say overbeast?
That's a word I picked up from your great uncle, Bertrand.
He told you to say it fancy, didn't he?
Yeah, we've been hanging out.
Good grief.
Anyway, things were a lot easier back in the day when most everyone had shingle roofs. But metal roofs are very much the trend nowadays, and Santa has had several close calls.
We have a metal roof on our farmhouse, and I know that surface can be very tricky, slippery.
All it takes is one reindeer dropping on a metal roof near a hot chimney and traction goes right out the window.
Doesn't smell very good either.
It's a safety hazard.
Lots to remember.
Santa's got to be reminded of all those things for Christmas Eve. That's why the insurance company started a chimney certification program.
Lots of liability.
And the premiums are enormous.
Still no weather details.
We'll get you more weather details.
When?
Later.
And my great Uncle B?
We're gonna hang out here for a while.
Perfect. You know he's 94. Don't let him get up on a roof.
For your real weather forecast right here on the Gulf Coast, don't forget to download the free Red Zone Weather app available in your app store. From the Red Zone Weather Studio, I'm meteorologist Sphinx Megan said.
Okay, so this makes sense. Now I know why Grunkle B would not tell me exactly where he was. He's at Red Zone Weather Central. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you for taking us along with you this weekend. Whatever you're doing, wherever you are, whatever you're getting yourself into, we enjoy coming along. We really do. Because if we don't, it just leaves us with each other. It gets complicated in here. And we are in this studio bunker that was created for us by Robert Moore and Company. Very calming atmosphere, which helps me a lot. And you know, I did not know about the chimney climbing recertification, but it does make a lot of sense. I've wondered how Santa takes care of himself, you know, for the year, getting ready for Christmas Eve. That's a lot of physicality involved in the job he has on Christmas Eve. And I've thought about how he takes care of his personal needs. Yeah, I know it's kind of gross, but I think about those things. Surely he doesn't hold it the whole time. You think?
Santa Claus will soon be flying all around the earth, eating lots of snacks that will contribute to his girth, and milk and sodas and lemonade, gallons of liquids at night. How does Santa find relief in the sleigh on that long, long flight?
Gotta go, ho, ho, gotta go, ho, ho, holy cow, and yabba-yabba-ni. Gotta go, ho, ho, gotta go, ho, ho, so I'll go right down your chimney.
Now you know a secret of that jolly old Kris Kringle, and how sometimes just like sleigh bells, he'll tinkle, tinkle, tinkle. So if you have a fire ablaze Christmas Eve, don't go near it. For when it hisses, you'll find urine. The Santa spirit.
Gotta go, ho, ho, gotta go, ho, ho, holy cow and yumpin' yimini. Gotta go, ho, ho, gotta go, ho, ho, so I'll go right down your chimney. I'll go right down your chimney. Ho, ho.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thanks for taking us along with you this holiday weekend. And right now, you are listening to the third installment of our Holiday Spectacular series of holiday thing shows. Yeah. The Roxbury Players and I are home for the holidays right here on FM Talk 106.5. This show was on the air for 9 years here in Mobile, right here on FM Talk. And over those years, we got several really strange messages on our voicemail. But this guy would call in maybe once a year, and he would leave his version of various musical compilations. And we could tell he was tipping the sauce. Yeah, we could actually hear beer cans opening in the background sometimes. We just started calling him the beer singer, but he was really having a good time. Wasn't hurting anybody, never cursed or said anything ugly. So we just decided to have a little fun with the messages he would leave. And I guess this time around, he's a little bit into the Christmas spirits. The Muscatel, apparently. So it's only fitting. I guess he's kind of an honorary Roxbury player. So we had to include just a little dabble of the beer singer.
Muscatel.
Muscatine. Give me a break, I'm a hippie. Ding-a-ling. Please don't sing, soon it will be Christmas Day.
I love it.
This half hour of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour has been brought to you by...
I wanted to buy my parents a cell phone this year.
I'm a dimwit.
And I'm an even bigger dimwit than he is.
But was afraid they were too dumb to use it.
Hello.
I'm glad someone finally created a telephone even a dimwit can
use. I can't hear nothing out this thing.
Dimwitterbug.
Thanks to Dimwitterbug, my parents barely have to think at all to stay in touch with their loved ones. And that's good, because they're real dumb.
Hello.
Dimwitterbug. The Dimwitterbug is easy to use. Just look at the numbers on this keypad. They're as big as a Christmas ham.
Hello.
But if mashing numbers is too much effort, Dimwitterbug is also holler activated. Well, I had my grandson come over, the one that programs my coffee pot and my VCR.
Here, Nana. It's your new telephone. You can talk to people on it. Isn't it pretty?
I can't hear nothing out this thing.
You have to turn it on, Paul. I'm so thankful our children bought us the Dimwitterbug.
They're the only parents we've got. Wouldn't it make you feel good to know they could get in touch with you? We just love our Dimwitterbug.
Thanks, Dimwitterbug.
It's a Jolene Roxbury holiday spectacle. Special.
We'll be right back.
This is Marty, the RV expert, looking for a particular no-hassle pricing bargain. A little birdie told me about this one and...
Over here.
And there it is, a 2020 Coachman Chaparral Light 30-foot fifth wheel. MSRP puts it at $52,575, but no-hassle pricing drops that by a whopping $12,676 to only $39,900. Wowee! Follow your little birdie...
No-hassle pricing.
...to Carpenter's Campers in Pensacola.
The holiday season is always a special time of the year, but it can also be a time when busy people become victims of crimes. Remember, when you are out shopping, you can never be too careful, too prepared, or too aware. To learn more about holiday safety tips, go to our website, www.mobileso.com. I am Sheriff Sam Cochran, and on behalf of the Mobile County Sheriff's Office, we wish you a safe and happy holiday season.
We take you now to a secret location at the North Pole.
Attention, elves!
I'm all ears, Santa.
Not Elvis, elves!
We're all pointy ears, Santa.
I love the decorations and ornaments you decorated the workshop with. Good work!
Oh, dear. Do you think we should tell him?
Now, we got all this stuff at Robert Moore Christmas Town and Village. Forget about it.
Yeah, Robert Moore makes it easy to make your home look spectacular, and we get the credit.
Hey, what are you elves talking about over there?
We're not talking about Robert Moore Christmas Town and Village. Oops, you knucklehead.
We're just remembering our wonderful time shopping at Robert Moore Christmas Town and Village.
Not that all of our decorations come from there. Put a stocking in it.
Elvis, have you tried some of the coffee we got at Robert Moore?
Oh, yeah. One sip and I'm all shook up.
Oh, my. You can shake any time you want.
I'm short on ornaments in the shop. Where should I go to...
Robert Moore Christmas Town and Village!
On Halls Mill Road in Mobile.
Where?
Just head south, Santa. Yeah, you can't miss it.
Roxbury!
Welcome back to the show. I'm Jolene Roxbury, and you're listening to our very special holiday edition show thing specials. Right. We're going to be with you on the weekends through the end of December. Robert Moore and Company, Christmas Town and Village, and Santa brought us back for 6 shows during the holidays. So I guess you could say the Roxbury Players and I are home for the holidays right here on FM Talk. As Jim pointed out, my math was wrong. It's been nearly 3 years since we were on the air here in Mobile. And I guess the last couple of years the show was on the air, we hired, well, I don't know that we could say we hired him, but it's Earl T's cousin. He's a retired football coach with clearly some issues. But Earl, in his infinite wisdom, decided we needed a public relations director. And this guy, he just, in my opinion, totally wrong for the job. But like everything else around here, it happened anyway. So Coach has a little bit of an anger management problem. He gets worked up really easy. Let's play a little bit of a clip from that year at Halloween when he had a problem with what we were giving out to the kids. Yeah.
I want to talk to you about these Halloween treats that you're giving out to the kids at the fall festival.
What about them?
They're pretzels.
So?
What kid wants pretzels in their trick-or-treat bag?
I think they're perfect.
I mean, unless their mom sticks them in their lunchbox.
I think they're fine.
No kid chooses to eat pretzels.
I think a lot
where's
of kids
the
like pretzels.
Where's the Kit Kat balls or the Snickers?
I don't have any sugar.
And where's the Red Hots? I mean, really, huh?
I decided not to load the trick-or-treat bags with sugar this year. Come on. Okay, so he is back with us. And I think all the time we've been off the air, he has used for, among other things, some anger management classes. Am I right, Coach?
And a whole lot of therapy.
And it says here you found something else that helps you maintain calmness.
That's lavender. My wife's got me on aromatherapy, too. As if I don't have enough problems.
Lavender.
You got a problem with that, Jolene?
No. Now, introduce yourself to everybody who might not know you.
I'm Coach. I'm Public Relations Director and also the Special Events Coordinator.
Special Events Coordinator?
Yeah, I just added that to my title. I kind of like it.
I don't think we should keep...
You going to sit there and judge me?
No. In fact, I am delighted you have discovered the lavender or rediscovered the lavender. I would encourage even more lavender for you. You did great last week at the function I had at my house. A few little scary moments there, but, you know, that's why I think a little more lavender might help you even more. But we did capture some of that evening on audio, so let's share it with everybody. How about it?
Mm-hmm. Jolene, I just want you to know that I am excited to be here for the holiday series, and I'm really, really happy you decided to keep me on as a public relations director after you took the show off the air.
Well, I didn't really decide to keep you on.
You got a problem with that, Jolene?
Nope.
Now that you mention it, why did you take the show off the air?
I didn't actually.
You never consulted me.
I didn't need
to. At all about that.
Didn't need to. Really just need you to help people get parked in the back here and kind of greet everybody, you know, be friendly.
Jolene?
Uh-huh?
These people are parking all over your grass. It's going to kill your grass, Jolene.
No, it's not.
Haven't you learned anything from Sheriff Cochran?
He's talking about our upcoming segment with the sheriff on lawn care.
Look here, Jolene.
Yeah.
That man took time out of his busy schedule to teach you about lawn care.
I know. He's talking about a segment coming up, you guys, where the sheriff is teaching me
that
about...
That man dedicated a lot of his personal time to helping all of you with this disaster out here.
It's not that bad.
Don't you respect authority anymore, Jolene?
Yes.
This is the highest elected law enforcement official in Mobile County, and you're going to let him see your yard looking like this?
It doesn't look that bad. I don't know what you...
You never filled in any of this area over here.
Well, I wasn't supposed to fill it in. Fill it in with what? What are you talking about?
You need to bring some dirt in here before you have another party, Jolene. Look at it.
I'm not bringing dirt in here. It's not a hole. What are you talking about?
It's a mud hole, Jolene.
It's not.
This is where you want to put the nativity scene?
Yeah, the nativity scene goes right over here.
Are you going to display Jesus, Mary, and Joseph in a mud hole, Jolene?
It's not a mud hole, and I'm not...
Christmas is a time of love.
Yep.
Kindness.
Yep.
And good cheer, Jolene.
Yes, it is.
Anybody seen my Rudolph coffee mug?
Earl, did you take the man's coffee mug?
Who took my frozen slippers?
You've got a pair of Disney slippers?
No, I mean they're actually frozen. They keep my feet cool when I get upset.
For God's sake, somebody bring Coach's slippers now.
We're going to have to talk about this.
We're about out of
time. Oh, don't worry. I'll be here through the end of December.
Oh, no.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah.
Ho, 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 this is Santa Claus telling all you good little boys and girls to listen to the Roxbury Holiday Entertainment specials like this one. And for all you bad girls over 18, you come sit on Santa's lap. Ho, ho, ho.
And now,
holiday solutions from our favorite country couple, BB and Bubs.
Hey there, welcome back. This here is BB. Me and Bubs got a lot of mail this week, but the main question from everybody is what to do this holiday season to make your dollar stretch further and get more money so you can buy stuff.
If you find yourself unemployed during this holiday season, remember that sometimes you could find temporary jobs that'll help supplement the household income, such as cutting down trees at the Christmas tree lot.
That's right. Of course, you have to remember there's lots of people out there competing for the same job. So it might be a bit helpful to act right when you go out there to apply.
So y'all just keep in mind and always remember that it is definitely not cool to bring a beer to the job interview. And that's even if you bring enough for everybody.
You brought a keg to the interview.
It's just not cool.
And if you have the misfortune of hosting Christmas dinner at your house this year, you will most definitely want to remind your guests that the expected table manners are the same on Christmas Day as they are the rest of the year.
Well, apparently it's not cool to clean your ears with your truck keys at the table no more.
And one more thing, under no circumstances are there to be no dogs at the table.
I'll tell you one thing, woman. Rocco and Zeus have got better table manners than anyone in your family.
My family?
Did I stutter, woman?
If you think I'm going through another Christmas season like this, you are crazy. And that no good brother of yours ain't coming over this year neither. There's only one reason he's not in jail.
Why is that?
Because your entire family's DNA is the same.
Yeah, well, at least my people got dental records.
Oh, it is on.
Tune in next time for more holiday solutions with BB and Bubs. That is, if there is a next time.
Hey, everybody. This here's Adeline. And right about now is the time when I talk about carpenters, carpenters, campers. But I thought I would inject one of my own little musical interludes. And just for the record, Carpenters Campers didn't have a thing to do with this compilation. Just going to say that right there. But if y'all need a camper or RV, you got to go to Carpenters. Okay, here's my song. Thank you.
I'm going to make it easy for you. We go through this every single time.
Yeah, we do go through this every single time.
I always know the holidays are here when the couple next door starts fighting over her mother coming to visit. See the sidewalk, on the sidewalk, all his stuff's in a pile in the air. There's Virginia Slim's menthols and hairspray. Aquanet. They had a big old fight late last night. It's the same thing every year. When her mother comes to stay with them, he packs all his stuff and starts hollering. He's in living hell. He's in living hell. He don't want to spend Christmas again with that old biddy. Cause she'll just drink and scream. Smells like denture cream. So he won't be home Christmas Day. You know, I didn't ask for no background vocals. They're singing it wrong. You know, the kids don't even like her. They say she scares them. Makes them kiss her mustache. And she always brings this big octangular shaped nasty fruitcake. Poured up a gin punch, bought a Nestle's Big Crunch, and checked into a nice motel room. There ain't no way he's gonna take it no more this year. Cause being around her is a living hell. A living hell. He ain't gonna spend one more second with that old biddy. Cause she'll just drink and scream. Crown Royal. She smells like denture cream. So he's gonna stay away from the house and watch what he wants to on TV. Cause he can't stand her no more. They've been singing Silver Bells this whole time, ain't they?
Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back. Yes, with the segment from Sheriff Cochran on lawn care. You don't want to miss it.
Attention, elves. It's time to sing our holiday song.
Robert Moore, Christmas Town and Village.
Shopping there without a care is definitely a privilege. Ornaments and decorations, they've got all you need. There's no place better than Robert Moore, this you must concede.
Say, Mrs. Claus, why don't you have Elvis sing this?
Elvis isn't here, I'm afraid.
He was here earlier.
The writer of those scripts made a mistake. The words Elvis and elves are almost spelled the same. The difference is E and I.
E-I?
E-I.
Oh.
These decorations and ornaments you got at Robert Moore Christmas Town are colorful and beautiful. So who's up for some coffee? Delicious strudel delight.
Is that the coffee you can get at Robert Moore Christmas Town and Village?
And so many other flavors.
Oh, Robert Moore, all Christmassy you'll feel. You'll find him on Halls Mill Road, right there in Mobile.
It was a bad Elvis imitation anyway.
Hey, I heard that.
The holiday season is always a special time of the year, but it can also be a time when busy people become victims of crimes. Remember, when you are out shopping, you can never be too careful, too prepared, or too aware. To learn more about holiday safety tips, go to our website, www.mobileso.com. I am Sheriff Sam Cochran, and on behalf of the Mobile County Sheriff's Office, we wish you a safe and happy holiday season.
This is Marty, the RV expert. Don't get caught in the MSRP trap. Ow! At Carpenter's Campers, you always get no-hassle pricing that's way below MSRP. Want a for instance? Okay, for instance, this 2020 Coachman Pursuit Motorhome, 27 feet of pure comfort, MSRP $107,858.
That sounds good. Ow!
But at Carpenter's, it's only $72,900. You save almost $35,000.
Wow!
Avoid the trap.
Ha! Missed me.
At Carpenter's Campers in Pensacola.
Roxbury.
The Julian Roxbury Variety Hour.
This is Father Jamie McElroy of St. Luke's Episcopal Church in Mobile, and these are thoughts of our hearts. This is the season of Advent, a time of almost, but not yet. During this time, the world gets colder and darker, and we look forward. We look forward to the coming of God in Christ all the more fully into our lives. But the truth is, we cannot plan for God to enter into our lives. As Jesus tells us, God is coming at an unexpected hour. Are you ready? When I was 6 years old, I was diagnosed with a bone disease in my left leg, and the doctors said that I couldn't walk on it for 6 months. I had to go everywhere on crutches. For a six-year-old, 6 months of no running, jumping, or climbing was pretty awful. I began to lose track of my friends. I started to feel lonely, and I started to feel sad. My mother saw how lonely and sad I was, and so she prayed. She asked God to help me to be happier, to help me find friends to play with, even though I couldn't run and jump and climb. Then one evening, my parents were returning home, and they found, there in the middle of the path, a big, fat toad. That's right, a toad. Just sitting there. Now, we lived in Washington, D.C., a big city. We were not used to seeing toads in our neighborhood. For my mom, seeing that toad was like God breaking into our lives. It was strange and miraculous and unforeseen. But my mom was ready. To this day, my mom insists that that toad was sent by God. So my parents scooped it up and put it in a cardboard box. And the next morning, they gave it to me. And I was thrilled. It was my first pet. A toad. I made a home for the toad with rocks and sticks and leaves and a little pond. And I found out what to feed it. Live crickets. It was so much fun to watch that toad hunt down those crickets, zapping them with its tongue. And as it turned out, other kids liked to watch my toad eat crickets. And other kids liked holding the cold, slimy toad in their hands. So I began to see my friends more and more. And I stopped feeling so lonely, and I stopped feeling so sad. I believe that toad was sent by God. Still, my mom could have simply passed it by, and I would never have known. But she picked it up, and she gave it to me. And it turned out that toad was sent by God. God is coming at an unexpected hour. Are you ready? This is Father Jamie McElroy, St. Luke's Episcopal Church in Mobile, and these are thoughts of our hearts. May God bless you during this Advent season.
It's a holly jolting Christmas. Do, 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 do. You're listening to a Roxbury series of holiday entertainment. First class, dude. At least while I'm here.
This is Sheriff Sam Cochran.
And may I say we are all honored to have you here today. There's a sheriff in the garden.
Attention all units, we've got a sheriff in the garden.
No, we just...
advise there is a sheriff in the garden. Over.
No, John, I got this. We're going to stick to the script on this. We're going to do any of the old vintage...
Roger please. That. We have a sheriff in the garden. We've got a 20 on the sheriff. Sheriff is in the garden.
The sheriff is in the garden. Mobile County Sheriff Sam Cochran. He's just outside. Yeah.
We love and support our law enforcement officers, and we want to take some time out on the show to put the spotlight on them, illuminate them from the other side of the blue lights, perhaps even the warm and fuzzy side.
What are y'all doing?
Oh, hey, Sheriff, we're just getting ready for your segment. Oh, gosh, you mean the Starsky and Hutch-ish music. John, get rid of the music! Sheriff, as we've said before, you are quite the gardening enthusiast.
I have a high-stress job, and gardening is one of the ways I relax, so I want my garden to be a no-stress zone. You know what I mean?
Sure do.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, we talked about stress before, dude.
Earl.
Oh, yeah, right. I mean, Sheriff, dude. Mm. Sir, dude.
No.
Dude, sir, Sheriff Cochran.
Moving on. Now, we are in the deep south, so just because it's December doesn't mean we are not going to have another warm day. And the leaves are still falling. What do we do about that?
You don't have to pick up every last leaf,
good,
but you have to gather up enough that the lawn can breathe over the winter.
The lawn's not dead, dude?
I give up.
Not exactly.
It's like getting suspended in animation.
Even though your lawn's not green during the winter, it still has to breathe.
Makes sense.
You may have to mow your lawn one last time.
This changes everything. Well, hey, sir, dude, sir, sheriff, sir, are you coming over to my house with the sheriff's motilla?
Absolutely.
And what do I do with all these leaves, man?
To make the job a little easier, after raking leaves in the piles, try picking up the leaves using two garbage can lids like a pair of cymbals.
Like this? Wow!
Killing my back.
If you have back trouble, two tennis rackets can work just as well.
Oh, let me!
Make a game out of it. You can even trick the kids into helping. Or Earl.
I've got to clear the way for Santa.
You know, Sheriff, I used to wonder all the time why my dad would mow the lawn.
Hey, can I borrow a red dash light? Do you know?
Absolutely not. Wondered why my dad would mow the lawn in the fall.
Yeah, what if Rudolph's nose is on the fritz, man? Wait a minute, cops use blue lights, so he'd be Rudolph the Blue-Nosed Reindeer.
Jolene, what are you talking about?
Earl, you gotta put the red dash light back.
Let's move that over here.
Yeah, he's not keeping that.
You know, I used to be a junior deputy back in fifth grade. Do you still make those badges?
I don't think so.
Here's mine.
Give me that plastic badge and give the sheriff back the dash light, would you? Would you please just...
I know. I'll behave.
Okay.
Thank you, Sheriff. Oh, Sheriff, can I sit in the squad car and do the siren? Woo, woo, woo.
Earl,
I
don't need to think step so. Off, okay?
What's your 20, dude? See, I've never been in the front seat of a cruiser before, dude.
Whose car is this?
You got a shotgun?
I'm going to need a little help over here.
Got your six. Jim, could we finish things up with a track off that holiday CD I did for my family? I mean, I can sing a Christmas carol on my own show, right? Santa Claus said I could. On behalf of all of us at the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour, have a blessed holiday season and a very Merry Christmas.
Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together. If the fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Happy ho ho and a merry jingle jingle!
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thanks for coming along with us this weekend. Be sure to like our Facebook page. That's where all of our podcast links are. Also, hop over to fmtalk1065.com and you'll find them there as well. Otherwise, we'll see you right back here next weekend. See you soon.